Wonderful.
All right, Tov. So the topic today is davening in your shul, all caps intended, a fulfillment of tefillah betzibur. So I want to go through some of the basic sources of tefillah betzibur, tefillah in a basic knesses, and then hopefully add some interesting chidushim and some interesting ideas, both inspirational ideas as well as some tshuvos that I think are worthy of considering, both for us in particular and for the Jewish people in general. These are issues and questions we face regularly in making decisions in terms of whether to daven with a minyan and where to daven. These are things that actually have backing within the poskim. So the Gemara Brachos Dav Vav Amud Aleph tells Tanya Abba Ben Yamin Omer, and tefillah shel adam nishmas ela beveis haknesses, that the prayer of a person is only heard in the base of Knesset. In the shul, shenamar lishmo la'arina ve'la tefillah, to listen to the rina, the song, and the tefillah, the prayer. For a beautiful exploration on the difference between tefillah, rina, and the different expressions for prayer, so there is a sefer called Sharim B'Tefillah. In the sefer Sharim B'Tefillah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkes Zatzal, there is a beautiful development of these different types of lashonos. The Medrash actually has 10 different expressions that refer to tefillah. And there's a difference between rina and tefillah and what that means, but that's not for now. The makom rina shamte tefillah, where you have rina, where you have the song, there you're going to have prayer. Amar avin barav ada, amar av yitzchus. In other words, you should daven at a shul. Minayin shekadosh baruch hu matzo beza knesses. Where do we know that God is found in a shul? Shenemar elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing in the congregation, the Eda of the Jewish people. An Eda refers to 10 people. The Gemara goes on to explain, where do we know that an Eda is 10 people? Anyone know the source that an Eda is 10? On Masai, Ha'eda Razos, right? The Meraglim, how many Meraglim were there?
12.
But the Eda Hara, right? 10. So the Eda refers to 10 people. And what do we learn from here? That you don't have to be the tzaddik ador to make a minyan, right? You can be even Eid Ra, as long as you show up. That makes you already tov. Gemara Brachos continues 2 pages later. Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak le Rav Nachman. My time alo osi mar lebe kinishta litzli. So Rabbi Yitzchak criticized Rav Nachman. He says, why didn't you show up to davening? Amar le lo yachilna, I couldn't. Amar le kanfe lamar la asar litzli. Okay, so at the very least, you couldn't come to shul. You should have forced 9 other people to join you in your own house. Amar lei, tericha li milsa. It was too difficult to get them to come. It was difficult for me. At least tell the shluch tzibur that to come give a klop, to send you a text message when the tzibur is starting, so you could daven at the same time as the tzibur. Right? Zoom. You should daven at least the same time. Amar lei, Michael, why? Where does this come from? Amar lei, damar rabbi yochai, mishim rabbi yishim ba yochai. And I am prayer to you, says David HaMelech, to you Hashem, is an Ace Ratzon, a Masa Ace Ratzon. When is the Ace Ratzon? When is the time of need, time of desire? When the Tzibor is davening, that makes it an Ace Ratzon. That's a time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu really desires our prayer. So we see in the Gemara 3 levels of tefillah. The highest level is clearly davening in a shul with the Tzibor, it seems. Then there's an idea of davening at least with a tzibur, not at shul, but in your house. At least you should have brought 10 people. He's criticized, if you couldn't come to shul, they should have come to you to make a minyan. And then the third part of the conversation is, at the very least, daven at the same time as he was davening. Right, those are the 3 diagos that we have in davening. And it seems from the Gemara that there's a priority placed on davening in a shul. And we'll see later on that the poskim say that if you can't daven with a tzibur, you should at least come to shul to daven. So the Gemara Navodah Zarah, Dav Talmud Beis, has an interesting statement from Rav Yosef. This is talking about Rosh Hashanah Tefillah. Amar Rav Yosef, lo litzli inish tzusa de musafi b'tlase shoy kamaisa de yoma b'yoma kama de reishasa. A person should not recite the musaf prayer during the first 3 hours of the day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah if you're davening on your own, b'yachid. Dilma mafkid dino dilma ma'ayne be'uvdei v'dachve le'medchei. What's going to happen? If you daven by yourself, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is being rendered for the whole world in that moment on Rosh Hashanah, is they're going to fall squarely on your shoulders, and perhaps the heavenly court will scrutinize your deeds and reject you. So the Gemara asks a good question. Well, if that's the case, that it's a shas a din, it's a time of judgment, di hachi, did tzibur nami? why can't, maybe a tzibur shouldn't daven musaf during the first 3 hours. You have an early hashkama minyan on Rosh Hashanah. Why can't tzibur daven musaf? So Mara's response is tzibur nefisha zechuse. Tzibur has extra zechus. The tzibur has extra merit. Today we say, colloquially, we say zechusim. The word is zechuyot, right? We don't say avinu malkeinu, right? We don't say zechusim, right? But it's zechuyot. But anyway, you have zechusim, you have zechuyot, whatever you want to call it. The tzibur, the congregation, meaning an Eda, 10 Jews davening together, has extra level of protection that even though the din is being sholeit, even though God is examining us and examining our deeds and deciding the heavenly court whether we're worthy, the tzibur has an extra level of insulation, protection. Yachid yachid safra nami lo chivin, lo. So why should an individual not, if that's the case, right? So individuals should also not daven at that time. So the Gemara says, "Kevin de ikat tzibura de kamatzlu lo kamadchi." Well, an individual davening shacharis early is okay. Why? Because there are other tzibors in the world davening shacharis at that time. In other words, you're sort of in sync with them at least. So you have the protection of a tzibor. In the very least, you have the protection of other Jews davening at the same time. Again, this parallels what we saw in the Gemara in Brachos, which is that there is a second level at least. There's another level, at least, of davening at the same time as other Jews. Okay. Tosos, I heard Baruch Simon shares this, quoted this Tosos here. Tosos says that Rabbeinu Tam, on the spot in Avodah Zarah, says, Rabbeinu Tam, ha demashma achad mahani afilu kishat tzibur palad makamech acher. That it seems like it helps even if a tzibur is davening elsewhere. Like, I'm davening at home, tzibur is davening, I'm davening in Hawaii, but there's another tzibur. There's always a Jew davening somewhere. So whenever you daven, even if you daven bechidus, you're always davening the same time as the tzibur, right? That's the reality of the world. That's why there's a time zone change. So there's always someone doing mitzvahs. There's always someone holding the world up. So the Rebbeinu Tam says, "Hainu davka delo midchi, aval ein nishmas el makom shatzim mispalin." So this is a chiluk. The big chiddush in Tosfos. There's two levels of protection, of insulation provided by a tzibur. If you daven the same time as a tzibur, wherever you are, even if you're on your own in your living room, your tefillahs will not be rejected. Lo midchi. But who's to promise that your tefillahs will be heard? Nishmas, that requires a tzibur with you. So it's a big chiddush. And the idea is that we want to align ourselves with the tzibur, and ideally in a base knesset also, because we are protected on two levels. A, our tefillahs will not be rejected. And B, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear our prayers. And I'm going to share one approach to what I think that means, because I don't even know what's the difference between not rejected and being and heard. But be happy to hear what you guys think that means also. It's not a very simple idea. Like, this is the difference between pushed off and being hurt. But, okay. So, any thoughts on what difference between Shmia and Nidchi? Would mean the tefillah is not pushed off versus heard? Right, like, does heard mean God? Does God hearing your prayers mean that God won't say no? Right? Like someone says, "I hear you." Does "I hear you" mean that? So there is validation in being heard. It means that you're in the presence of the Shekhinah. There's something experiential to that. But what is the difference? So we'll see. One approach to that in a second. The Shulchan Aruch paskins based on what we just saw above. Yishtadel adam lispala beis knesesim at tzibur. Try to daven in a shul with the tzibur. If you can't make it to shul, at least you chaven these palav b'shasha etziv mispalad. Try to daven the same time they're davening. And the Ramah adds, "Hu adim b'nei adam as adarim yishuvim vein lahem minyan." People live in these little settlements; they don't have minyanim. Mikom makom yitpalu shachris ve'arvis b'sman etziv mispalad. That's the smog. At least daven the same time they're davening. V'chein inenas. And if something happens, velo yispalav b'shasha yispalad etziv, and you can't daven the time the tzibur is davening, what do you do? Go back to shul. Go back to shul and daven on your own. So here's the priority according to Shulchan Aruch. Daven with the tzibur during the time that the tzibur is davening in a shul. You can't do that. Daven with the tzibur at the time they're davening outside of shul. Right? The Gemara in Brachos has all sorts of things. Don't daven in front of the shul, parallel shul, so you're not looking like you're so sere, you're contradicting their direction. And if you can't do that, at the very least, daven b'yechidus, come back to the shul to daven b'yechidus. Don't do it at home. I think there's a yiridus hadoros that happens, and I think that if children see parents go to shul, and daven in a minyan, there's a chance that the children will do the same thing. And if the children see the parents davening at home with a tefillin, then maybe the parents, maybe the children will put on tefillin. Right? What you worry about, Yerida, we have very little that we can give and enforce and make sure that the next generation is going to hold on to. Maybe they'll be high, on a higher level, hopefully. But it's hard to know. So you want to give them the most Masorah that you can. The Magen Avraham says, Yechavim Nispala B'davkim Tricha Le'Milsa. This whole thing about davening at the same time is only if you really can't do it. Like in the story of Reb Nachman. It's not saying this is another option. Like, oh, I'll either daven with a tzibor in the shul, or I'll daven on my own at the same time. Those are two different things. And I prefer that. That's not an option you have. That you just pull that cord. It's something that really, if you really have no choice, right? You're traveling that day, things like that. The Machzor Shekel has a fascinating comment. He says in Source 7, Eina nidchis shirotz lomar shatfila mekubelis perotz. What's the difference between your tefillah not being rejected versus your tefillah being heard? Listen to this. Shatfila mekubelis perotzon lamayla v'yikabla alav scharo kemisha mekabla scharo kol mitzvah a mitzvah Hashem. You receive reward like every mitzvah that Hashem gave you. Aval ein mamalin bakasha so. She's palale. Avak jamrim kishomrim nishmas osim lo ritzono v'mashis pala also davar. The idea is that it will actually be heard about that matter. In other words, yes, your tefillah will be you won't be rejected, but maybe you won't be answered the way you want. Maybe you ask for something, God will say no. But if you come to a tzibor, then God will say yes. He's going to ask the famous question: how many times have we seen that we're davening for something and God says no? So that's the next part. We see sometimes you daven, right? As Weinberger once pointed out, you're davening, mishaberach, and then one day it turns into a kel mali rachamim. Like what happened? I was davening. You told me if I daven at tzibor, if I follow the formula, it'll be fine. So the shlo has a little bit of a difference. Kvar teretz shlo, kamaterutzim vechamehem. One of the shlo's answers is, she'ose lehem ein oso dover jispav alaf. The tefillah is like that which you daven for. Yes, I asked for 10 items and I got 8. But you'll get almost, at least you'll get something like what you asked for. Mixas mishas mimalim. Some of your requests will be filled. So there's a beautiful vort that I once heard, named Tzvir Schweinreb. So he wrote it up in an article. He said that if you look, Moshe Rabbeinu requested 3 things. Right? What did he request? Eschan al Hashem be'esah ilay mor. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no every time that he couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael. This is the ultimate. If Moshe Rabbeinu is rejected, why should I try? So there's a medrash that says he had to daven another time. There's an Ishpitzer says he needed the tzibur to daven with him. He didn't. It's actually a very powerful idea. But the Pashup Shad is actually, listen to this. He asked for 3 things. What did he ask for? What did Moshe ask for? Look at Source 8. He asked for entrance into Eretz Yisrael. What else did he ask for? To see Eretz Yisrael with his eyes. And he asked for a successor. Tzavis Yoshua v'chaskevam, say it right. And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Alea rosh piska, soy necha, yama tzafon v'heimana. Go up to the mountaintop, feast your eyes on the land. You're not going to enter. Shamalot tavor, but command Yehoshua. So out of the 3 requests, how many were granted?
2 out of 3.
Now, while that's not satisfactory, because the big one we know, at least we believe there, so, but who knows? Moshe had 2 of his 3 requests granted. And so Rav Sirius Weinreb said that he was once speaking on this topic of tefillah not being answered, being rejected, and he said over this idea, but he says, you know, he says it's hard to, and there was a nurse in the tzibor there who said that she actually works critical care as a critical care nurse, and she said, I've seen this in my own eyes. Families go and they stand by the bed of their loved one, and they daven and they cry, and then eventually what happens, the way it happens to all of us, right? After 120 years, we go on to the next world. So what happened to Tfilos? So he said, So she said to him, sometimes they rally and last longer. And sometimes they're davening for a few things. They're davening that the kids should be able to say goodbye. And that's granted. And sometimes they're also davening for the fact that they're in pain. And so, you know how many times a needle gets put in the arm of a patient towards the end, and they miss the mark, and they have to do it again and again and again, and they keep stabbing and making black and blue marks? Sometimes it goes in the first time. And that, too, is a tefillah answered. And so just because we think that all of my 10 criteria weren't answered, if 8 out of 10 were, that's also a tefillah shema. So that's what you get when you daven the tzibur. That's part one. Part two that I want to share with you is the following ideas about priorities. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis kneset be'iro. Anyone who has a beis kneset in the city, ve'eino nichnas sham lispalo, nikra shachin ra. So it's a very harsh term the Gemara has. You're called a bad neighbor, right? If you have a shul in your neighbor, you don't go into an Amar Reish Lakish. By the way, spent much of his life probably not in shuls. Once he found that, though, right, he has a very charif tone to him. It says, Ko Amar Hashem, Al kol shchenei haroim hanogim benachala sherein chalti es ami es Yisrael. Filo od el gorim galos lelevana, if you cause exile for you and your children. I think that's related to the idea that, right, if you daven in shul, maybe they'll, right, but there's a yirida there and the children will only hold on to very little. It's a very harsh language that Reish Lakish shares. If you look at the Shut Rivash, he says something about this idea of what does it mean to be a shachin tov, shachin ra. Meis husar tamid, when we lost the carbon tamid, aya kaparnav shasinu l'chala, hapesha l'hatem, chatas bavodosenu, lo azavnu l'kenu, God did not leave us. Hishir lanu achara bracha avoda, bracha avoda shebelev, zut fila. He gave us a great blessing, which is avoda shebelev, which is prayer. Prayer replaces the karbanos that we don't have, neshalims, parim sevasenu. Right? Umeis gola kavod mibeis kochenu, and when we're exiled from the holy house, tivartenu, in the place of our splendor, hine beis tefila ikare mikdash maat. The shul became a miniature beis hamikdash. I think the Rambam was first codifies that and says that that a shul has a halachic status of a mikdash ma'at, and then everyone followed the Rambam after that. But this idea of it being a mikdash ma'at, of a miniature beis hamikdash, v'nesu shama nedivi amim, and people gather there, melokei Abraham, latet kavod lishmo, l'kadesh b'chvodo, l'kayim ha'shenemar, v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Israel. Just as the whole world and everyone gathered there, so this is a place of gathering. V'atahu gadli v'shamati yesh b'neichem k'tsas anashim. I'll just say on the side, there's a beautiful marsha. So the Gemara tells us that in the Yemos HaMashiach, that the Beis HaMikdash will be the size of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will be the size of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will be the size of the world. So there's another Gemara that says that in Lasid Lava, all the shuls and all the Batei Knesio and Batei Midrasha will be lifted up on wings of eagles, and they'll be transported over to Eretz Yisrael and will be reconfigured into the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilt. So the Maharsha says that actually the two Gemaras go hand in hand. How is the Beis HaMikdash going to be so large, it'll be the size of Yerushalayim? Because it's going to have a lot of parts to it. It's going to have a lot of shuls and Batei Midrashos. And they're all going to be part of the Beis HaMikdash in the end, right? And so when we stand in shul, we're standing in the future Beis HaMikdash. And we talk in shul, we're talking the future Beis HaMikdash, right? This is something to think about, a very holy level. So the Rivash continues, and he says that these people come to shul holech mashkimi boker shogim latarif yisavu ir l'machtam lo yidnu lev alechas beis tefila. People have to run to work, and they don't put their heart into tefila to accept upon themselves the olmachus shamayim besoch achehem, among their brothers, ulvakish malachlam besivasam nisparda chavila vein dai yesh hatzrichin, or I don't know what that yud is, but tzrichin l'chol davar shebekedusha shav lahem. Ain't shavlahem, that it's a sin for them. Ain't tefila social ad nishmas el beis haknesset. And it's not, they don't hearken to that idea. Mashkimi kum, sorry. Shmo besar zroam. Ume Hashem yasur libam. V'ulai hem shogigim bezeh nidmu mivli das. Chen tizharu bahem v'odiam. Mashkaz zal ain't tefila social ad nishmas el beis haknesset. People forget this idea. And they don't come to shul, and they have to work, and they have to do other things. Ema tai eis ratzon b'shashat zimis palin. V'chein amro. It also says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'ez b'tfilas n'shrabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't despise the tefillah of the tzibor. Kol mi sheyesh lo beis knesset be'iro ve'eino nichnas izen shachin ra. He quotes all the sources we saw. Ein tzarech lomar be'elu sheheim tzrichim ma'ashim ha'sara. It's not just that they have to make the 10 people for the minyan. Dati yishmu lachem ki mi she'amdu avosinu har sinai v'hu mizera avram lo yarim rosh k'neged ha'rabim b'davar zechalila. How could it be that anyone who was on Har Sinai would rebel against the tzibor, against the public, and not serve the public's needs by being part of a minyan? V'simu knas b'nechem. They placed a knas, a fine, for those who failed to come to shul. They enacted a knas on a tzibor, a member of the tzibor, who said, I'm not going to support my brother. I'm not going to support my sister. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, this is a base medrash kavua. Now we talk about priorities. What if the community has many different options? You have a base medrash and you have a shul. Base medrash kavua, kadosh yosef, base knesses. A base medrash is better to daven in than a base knesses. So you have a place of learning. It should be ideally daven in rather than a shul. Umitzlis pala bo yosef, base knesses. When Chaim Kwanchizal conceived of the idea, I know he wanted Sfarim in the shul for this reason. That's why they put bookshelves in there. So okay, so you don't have, at least by the Sephardic shul, you don't have this cheshbon to make. Umitzli is palal by yosef beis knesses, usi is palal by yud, right? As long as you have with 10 people. Says the Rama, yeshom dafilu below yud, even without 10 people, maybe it's better to daven in a beis medrash. Okay, v'davka misha torato umnato, but that's only for the elite scholars of a generation who professionally learn, and not for everyone else. It's not a good idea for the Hamon Am to daven regularly in a base medrash and to cause that to make a bittul, to make a shul not have a minyan. In other words, yes, there's this optimal level of davening in a base medrash in Makam Torah, but to choose, says the Ramah, a base medrash, that's why we didn't need this farim, because the Ramah says, Ramah has his line. Mechaber doesn't have this line. So to choose a base medrash over a shul and to cause the shul to then suffer as a result would be wrong. The Mishnah Berurah develops this. Ki kevan sheyesh minyan be'iram chal aleim chovas hamitzvah. When there's a minyan in your city, you have an obligation. That's why the rivash would fine you. Kilos ketanas, small communities. Yesh lachov ha'bachur malomdim sheyelchu beis knesses. You should compel the bachurim who are learning to leave the beis medrash and to come and daven in the shul, as long as it's not going to cause bittul Torah, as we'll see in the poskim later on. Shevet Alevi writes this as well, and he tells us that therefore if you should get up from your limud, least palel b'makom limudam ideally, but if you have a beis knesses that needs you, you should get up and go there. And he cites the Gemara about Rabbi Lazar, who came to a shul and he only found 9 people who were able to daven, and he saw his slave, and he freed his slave, and he made his slave the 10th man for the minyan, right? So we don't always have that option. We can't conduct the beis din on the spot. So we have to make sure we show up for that reason. Yerach HaShulchan adds the opposite. He argues, he says like this. He says, Ach im yesh beis knesses acher be'ir, en yechol nachof lavo davka beis knesses zeh. So the question is like this. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, you should daven at the Beis Knesses, right? But if you have multiple Beis Knesses, the fine, the knas that the Rivash spoke about, wouldn't apply. You could choose where to go to daven. You don't have to come to one shul over another. And let's say you have affiliation one shul, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's okay, daven another shul. He wasn't so insistent on that standard. Rav Moshe Feinstein and others, however, disagreed. If you look at the Igros Moshe, source 14, there was a shul that's missing certain people during the weekdays. They don't want to come to Minyan on a Wednesday. And they go to another shul during the week. They daven later, which is nicer sometimes to daven later. Im Shapir Avdi, is that good or not? By choosing to daven conveniently at a later hour in a shul that's easier for them, they're going to hurt their own shul. And the question is, what do they do? Yes, as an individual, he can daven wherever he wants. It's a free country. And a yachid can do whatever he wants. But look what the Rav Moshe writes. Mitzar atzmo, he's not required. Mishum shitzarach kol al mispa, but tzibor nam mishubadin kol b'nei ha-knesses lir'ol shiyem minyan tam v'es ha-knesses mitzad din v'es knesses. There's no halacha as an individual to daven in your shul. But as a member of a tzibor, there's an obligation to support that midin kavod beis haknesses. So there's the individual obligation where you choose whatever works for you. I like the pace, I like the time, I like that. But as a member of a tzibor, you daven the beis haknesses. But then that grants you the right to kvetch about it also, which is fine, which Jews take liberty in that area.
Well, how do you define what your beis haknesses is? You daven two different places.
Okay, so he's gonna talk a little bit about that. It's a great question. The next area, he says, so sometimes there's a base medrash and a shul, we call it two base knesses, and there's not enough to go around. So what do you do? So he says, work it out. Rav Moshe says, work it out. 2 days by this place, 2 days by this place, or a week in this one, a week in that one. Figure it out, but make sure that as best as possible you leave as many shuls as possible. The shuls are functioning. That's very important. Now, We're not going to be able to get into today about the issue of nusach and comfort, but because those are some issues that do come up and specifically come here, comes to Sephardic nusach and Ashkenazic nusach. I'll let Rabbi Isaac deal with that with Sephardic nusach, and I'll deal with the Ashkenazic nusach and things like that. But that's beyond the scope right here. But that is a question that does come up. But if you look at the two more sources I want to show you, I think it's really interesting. The Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, talks about the question about inyan ir asher law based knesses who based medrash. The city that has a based knesses and a based medrash. Based medrash shall yeshiva miskayim minyan b'chol yom b'chol zman alimudim. The based medrash has minyanim all the time. Based knesses miskayim minyan b'shabbos erev boker. And the based knesses only has minyan on Shabbos. It's not a new phenomenon that week or minyanim during the week. Ve'yos kia, that's what it's called the week. Ve'yos kia kihilo nitzdamsa v'nisharu rak mesei mispar. And they lose the tamidius, they lose the continuity. People who hang around, they're not going to go to the minyan of the yeshiva. By the way, there are also other people, they're not going to daven in a minyan, they're not going to daven in a base medrash, they're not going to go to a kolo, they're not going to daven, the women are not going to go there, right? And the women don't make up the minyan, they're part of the base knesses. And their tefillahs, they have a right to daven with a minyan as well if they want. And that's something to consider. And so we think about these considerations when we talk about base knesses is much bigger than just a particular slice of a demographic of one gender who go to one place. Base knesses is a larger vision, a larger idea. So he says, what do you do in that situation? Shevo shnayim al shosh v'achura, maybe take two of the bachurim from the yeshiva. And they should come here, lahem lo ya bitul Torah. It's not bitul Torah. If they come, they should come. It's obvious that tzarach l'kayim atamid beis knesses. Dizeh matkenes hakilo she'asu atzeis misham v'ligrom bitul minyan. That's what all those decrees are about. Don't leave the shul. The fines. Metzuvim al zeh gam bachurim v'lom de Torah. Everyone's commanded to uphold the beis knesses. Even if you spend your day and night in the beis medrash, you are also part of the tzibor. And you have an obligation to uphold the beis knesses. That says the Shevet Halevi. He goes further. If you look at the Elia Rabba, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, the Drisha, the Mishnah Berurah, Hu mitosefta ma gam benidon shelachem aminyan gam im kayam murkav hu gam mishenam shomrei Torah mitzvos. Maybe sometimes the minyan you don't have the starkest people in the world. You have people there, you know, the Jew for a day shows up and right, the yarmulke is like this and they can't say the word kaddish. Someone has to help them. Even though sometimes you have people like that. Mitzvah kafula l'kayim atamid ka'alacha in minyan kasher. And yes, it's even more better to reinforce it with people who actually are going to say the words. So don't say, those are the weaker people. I don't daven there. I'm going to daven the starker minyan. No, you should go and reinforce the tzibor. And by the way, so you can engage in kiruv rechokim, kiruv kerovim. Those other people who don't have the same background and skill set should have a tzibor around them to lift them up. That's my addition, sorry. Shemitzvah kifu l'kayim atamin ka'alacha in minyan kasher v'zem yisod chinuch ha-Torah li'zar b'godol kedushas tefila kemuvan b'tanai shalichos b'achurim l'sham ena gorim la'ra b'chinas yir ha-shamayim. It's not going to cause, it's not going to destroy the yir ha-shamayim of Bachurim to come and help out and reinforce a minyan. The final tshuva I want to share with you is Rav Sternbach in his many, many svarim, but in his tshuvos van Hagos. Rav Sternbach here in Chelek Beis, Simon Samach Beis, 62, was asked, Yesh minyan mitzumtzam ve'echad machlit la'azov lispal makam acher im motor. Same question, but we're going to see the criteria are actually really interesting based on, I even received a communication about this yesterday. Lispala betzibor u'mitzvah derabban. To daven in a tzibor is a public obligation. U'bishulchan aruch, Hagon, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Shneur Eliade, I believe, right? Maflik v'omer sh'odif, Shneur Zalman Eliade, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rabbi Lubavitch. Maflik v'omer sh'odif, mimitzis haseh shel Torah, it's even greater than a positive commandment in the Torah, kemen shemekadshim ba es Hashem berabim. You're engaged in Kiddush Hashem in public, and therefore it's a greater mitzvah. L'chein dochin l'tzorach zeh, Isser Shichur Eved. There's a prohibition. Rabbi Lazar freed his slave, which you're not supposed to do. Again, that's a separate conversation. But he pushed off that Isser in order to, someone's going to like take a snap of just that line where it says Isser to free your slave, and like, I'll be an internet meme. But anyway, there's a, that Avera was pushed off because of the priority of davening with a tzibur. And the only way it works is if it's a mitzvah on a high level, daven with your tzibur. It's the only reason that works. Even though there was an Isra Aseh, because there's a principle, Isra Aseh, you have to have another Aseh to be dochel Aseh. You need another positive command to push it off. And for sure, he got great reward for doing so. And now he moves into the question ahead. Masha Tonish Ms. Palam Sham Maher. Ah, wait a minute. In the Balabatish Shul, they daven so quickly. And in the Yeshivish place, they're going to daven slowly. Lachain, and by the way, we should daven at a pace, ideally, where everybody can follow and have a Hisorus. There's no question that's the ideal. And then you have to deal with competing problems, such as people rushing out for the minion, someone's going to leave, you're not going to have a minion. Those are real issues that we have to deal with. That in the vacuum, in the sort of in the ideal case, fictitious case of whether you should daven in a place that has a longer, more intense davening or a place that goes a little quicker, there's no question that if the two are even options on the individual, for sure you choose the one that brings you more your shamayim. However, right, as we've already said that sometimes it's not always ideal. There are competing priorities. There are times for a kel na rafa na la tefila, a little bit a faster pace. And particularly if it means allowing the whole tzibor to have a minion, a minion in the shul, that seems to be a serious priority. So he's talking about something in Johannesburg. Toin shemis palam shal meher v'lachin adev l'tzis Johannesburg. At least palam minion shemis palam. I don't think he's talking about someone in America who's going to go to Johannesburg for a minion. But all right, 30-hour flight. La v'yochel l'is palam b'kavana yoser. Lo shmiya li levatel b'kach min v'is palam achshu yechidus. I don't like that idea. Oh, you're going to have a better minion there, so you should be mevatel this minion? I don't like that. V'yispal ma'ach shebichidus. And therefore, v'adiv shispal alhu la'atzim v'yichidus. It's better that you daven on your own, and you come to shul, and answer, amen yehesh me'i rabba imayem, shemezakos amegedusha, v'amen yehesh me'i rabba ubarchu, and you should be docha your own chiyuv to daven for the tzibor. In other words, if your only choice is either you daven at a slower-paced minion, and you destroy this minion, or you have to daven a little bit more on your own, and you join that minion, says Rav Sternbach, you should daven with the minion that you're not going to destroy it. V'yeshli b'zeh otam. I have another John. Ashim ke'elu ikar yudasam tefila b'tzibor. Now think about this. There are people for whom davening in shul is the essence of their yadus. There are people for whom the essence of their yadus is a bagel and lox, right? But there are people in this world for whom the essence of Judaism is davening and shul. That is the core of their identity as a Jew. Ain hem oskim b'torah, they're not learning all day long. Ubitel tefila b'tzibor mitrofev etzlam ikar yadus. And the one moment they have, the one half hour, 45 minutes they have a day, the one two or hour here, an hour there, all they have in Yiddishkeit in their life, and maybe, who knows, things are falling apart and family members aren't connected and marriage, whatever, and financially. The only thing that's working for this Jew is to come to a minyan. And you're going to say, well, sorry, I'm going to go daven at the place where I'll be able to focus better on my own avodas Hashem. Lofty goal indeed. But you'll be mevatel the ikar yadus for a whole tzibor. L'chein mutav she'yavor asei zuta. Be a little bit krum on your own account. Ulevatel tefila b'tzibor v'kayim mitzvahs rabba derabim l'tzitarv l'zachos acher b'kidusho baruch. And help other people have a baruch yimei yet amen yehesh me rabba. yom yom every day, and they'll come closer to their Judaism as a result. Okay, sometimes people aren't from. So look already in the Chayodam. If they ask the Shaila about that, sometimes maybe you do have to go to another place if literally you're depending upon people who are not connected. I saw a rabbinic listserv, they were talking about Shaila, where every member of the shul is Michal Shabbos, and it's like in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, what are they not going to give aliyahs to anyone? So these are interesting questions, and the answer may depend upon each circumstance. A community like this might be different than a community like out there in Iowa, right? It might be different. So you have to be able to weigh the shaila back and forth based on the circumstance. But the point is, I think, there is a priority called tefillah in a base knesset, tefillah b'tzibur in a base knesset. That's the highest level. And your alignment in your mind, your heart, should always be with the tzibur and with the base knesset. Those are two things that you have. You can't have both. You should at least have one of those. And then there are times when we try to vie for our own spiritual growth, which is certainly an objective, in the form of Torah, in the form of lengthy tefillah, in the form of a tefillah with certain types of congregants around us, but at the expense of being mevatel or damaging a minyan. I would even extend bittul minyan, not just, oh, they only had 10 people. But when you leave a minyan with 10 people, you actually destroy their yahadus as well. Because you go into a big cavernous room and you feel like nobody's here. Why am I doing this, right? You ever go to a really good movie and you're the only one there? You almost feel the movie's not good, right? So that's what it is. Mahavdil, you're going to the best movie in the world and then 10 people show up. That's also a bittul of yahadus. You need 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 people to make it feel like you're part of a winning operation. And that requires everyone to have that mentality. And so with that, we'll start the campaign. Again, this campaign, I plug and play. Usually my dream is always that I'm surrounded by really amazing, talented, smart people, intuitive people who know how to build community, and I just kind of show up and give a shiur. Rabbi Isaacs made my dream come true with this because I literally just showed up and gave a shiur, and he really put this together. So thank you. We're looking for everyone to partner together. Weiter onward in our growth as a shul and as a tzibur.